We're talking motoring on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, and today, I don't know, I'm going to complain to somebody about the names of these vehicles because they're just getting too long and too out of hand. David Brown, how are you?
I'm tongue-tied, you're quite right. They're no longer going to put the names, the full names of vehicles across the boot because they won't fit.
Yeah, that's right. You know, they'll need a semi-trailer to be able to fit it on there.
Down the side, yeah.
That's it. And today we're talking about the Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross Plug-in Hybrid Electric Vehicle. Goodness me, what would that be? An MEC PHEV.
Yeah. The PHEV, FEV, has always been used as an acronym, but FEV sounds to me like a Middle East hat, doesn't it? You know, those little FEVs that go on your head.
It sounds like the sound you make when you hear the price of one of these things and you spit your coffee across the room. FEV!
Yeah, we're talking here about plug-in hybrid, and we've talked about these in the past, that they are ones that will take over, well, help you overcome that psychological barrier of if I might travel a long distance. Now, for urban people, that might happen very occasionally, if at all, but of course, in the country, it's possibly more realistic.
Yes.
It's a vehicle that can do about 60k, 55 kilometres on battery power alone, but if you then run out of battery power, you've always got the petrol engine, which will be able to, like any petrol engine, fill up in 5 minutes and take you, 400 or 500 kilometres. So the reality is it's not like a hybrid in that a hybrid will use the petrol engine just about in every situation. It's really, as we've said in the past, horses for courses. If you're in an urban area, you can run on power. If you're near schools or any of those things, you can run on battery power and thus not produce local pollution. But you don't have the fear of running out on a long trip because of you've got an internal combustion engine to take over.
Have you taken it for a spin, have you, David?
Well, the Mitsubishi, there's a couple. In fact, this is in the small SUV class. Mitsubishi has two vehicles in that, ASX, which is selling quite well. Number one is an MG. Number two is the Mitsubishi ASX, which has been around in its design for some time, but of course it's at a lower price. The new Eclipse is a more modern car. There's no doubt about that. It's got the sorts of features about it that are showing that our infotainment and our interface with those sorts of systems are working more clearly. It's got a lovely ride to it. Some say it's a bit soft. If you're a bit of an enthusiast, it might feel a little wallowy, but I wouldn't overemphasize that. I found it very, very comfortable to do. So easy to steer, and it's the sort of vehicle that I think shows its progression, the progression that's happening with vehicles today.
We've been doing these segments for 3 years, and I've just realized the question that I should have always been asking you when it comes to test driving a vehicle. Is it more of an urban vehicle, or could you see it being useful for us here in the Upper Hunter?
Yeah, well, I think the Upper Hunter it's great potential for that.
Yeah.
It's a great potential for showing that you've got a hybrid vehicle that does two things. It can cope with long distance and it can also reduce pollution in local areas. So if you do go in or if you have taking the kids to school or trips that may well be within, 55 kilometres, then you can still do it and that, and thus start to save money and have security of being able to charge up the vehicle. I think what we're seeing now, and particularly with things like AdBlue, and we've talked about in the past, is fuel security is going to become very, very critical. Mm-hmm. We rely, 97% of our fuel comes from overseas, from areas that are, may have certain instabilities.
So that's very diplomatic,
very
yes.
Good, that this is then a very good interim sort of step. And we'll eventually, I believe, get electric vehicles that will travel long distances, that will be able to charge even quicker than they are now.
Just quickly, David, what sort of price would we be paying for our Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross plug-in hybrid electric vehicle?
Well, a normal Eclipse is a bit over $30,000 just for a petrol engine, and I say this is a small SUV, but you do add another $16,000, $46,000 plus on road costs to get the plug-in hybrid. So you will be saving in operational costs. But, of course, there is that barrier to jump in the first place.
As always, David Brown, thank you very much for joining us to talk some motoring. We will catch up with you next year.
All right. Sounds great, mate. Thank you.